If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley. To my left,
Bronx Johnny.
To my right,
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. All three of us are here tonight. Bronx Johnny, last week you said you were almost suicidal, I would think.
Yeah, a little bit.
You
Before we get to anything, yeah. I listened to last week's show on my way in.
Uh-huh.
You're giving people money for drugs in advance, you fucking stupid son of a bitch. That's like the oldest trick in the book. Yo, I'll be right back, son. I got you. Don't worry, big man. You can wait right here.
I got my shit.
I'm running upstairs to my man's crib.
No, not that one. Well, the person I gave it to was a family member.
Yeah, so, I know. It did sound like you were talking about a family member. You were trying to be nice.
Yeah, that got straightened out real quick.
Yeah, last week, Johnny revealed to us that he doesn't have a phone. He's not a baller.
He's broke.
And he fucking just gives people money. They say they're going to get him drugs, but they don't. So, Johnny, is your phone working again?
Yes. And I have you to thank for that, big man.
Oh, how's that?
Your pick came in. I didn't take all your games. I took the one.
So you took the Cardinals.
And I was the one I was against. And I was like, fuck it. You know what? My luck's going. Let me go against the grain here and take a pick.
You know what, bro? I'm going to have more picks later in the show.
Bow.
It's at HS Radio Show on Twitter. It's High Society Radio on Instagram. It's Patreon.com/High Society Radio to donate to the
show. It's High Society Radio with BK Chris.
What?
BK Chris is on the show today.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
back.
Yes,
back.
I said that. You're acting very fucking oddly today.
It's very like if I'm in a good mood, son. When your phone comes back on and your dick is hard when you wake up.
What?
And you're getting blown.
My dick is always hard when I wake up. That's usually what not wakes
always.
Me up. Hard dick.
Not always.
Oh, my dick's so hard. This is so hot.
Good, son. Not even a back page hole this time. It was just like, hey.
Like a regular woman. A civilian.
A woman.
A civilian.
Yeah, I could say classy lady.
Damn, son. Because I was starting to tell everyone that we know that we have our own Lamar Odom on the show, and it's Bronx Johnny. The guy just eats too many drugs and bangs too many back page
don't
holes.
What exactly happened to Lamar? Because I don't know the story at all.
You know who Lamar Odom is? I know you
don't
follow sports.
I know who he is,
He's a two-time NBA champion with the Lakers.
He fucks a fat Kardashian, right?
That's
used to be married. Well, they're still married technically, but he was together with Khloe Kardashian. They separated. And they found him passed out at the Bunny Ranch in Reno. After eating a bunch of herbal Viagra and doing a bunch of coke.
Bunch of blow.
And what else? What else did he do?
They said he had every drug in his system.
Oh, and pounding cognac.
So, I don't know, man.
I mean,
and
so
it's like Bronx Johnny.
He died the way that everybody wants to die.
That's what I'm saying.
Surrounded
like,
by drugs and whores.
He's not dead. His
body's shutting down. Though,
yeah,
so
his
he's
body's
good.
Shutting
he's
down.
Might as well be dead.
As of this recording, Lamar Odom is still alive. And Khloe Kardashian and his family is at his bedside.
God willing.
Why are you so fucking... Because
he can't hang, son. This is why drugs get a bad rep. He wanted to go like a bitch. Why not just shoot yourself? I know what he wanted to do.
He
wanted to kill himself.
Why did he want to kill himself? Because he'll always be remembered as a guy who bangs a fat Kardashian?
Not just that. Like, and the crazy shit is his daddy's like a pro. His daddy's a vet. He's been a junkie probably his whole life. His daddy never OD'd. Like, come on,
John,
man.
John, you're coming off as a bad person.
I'm
right
not a
now.
Fucking bad person. Fuck Lamar Odom.
Chris, is Johnny a bad person?
Johnny's always been a bad person.
Thank you.
You motherfucker. When
two.
The chips are down, son.
Two against one, Bronx.
Yeah, but that's how it always
I
is.
I thought that was though. The theme of this show. We're all bad people.
No.
Oh, I'm an amazing
we congregate
person.
Together. It's like Seinfeld.
So you're.
What's the deal with your picks this week, Stan?
hey, there are. I'm gonna give. We're gonna fucking make people wait for the picks. The picks are coming.
It's been salacious lately, son. I need that money, dog.
I've had a couple bad weeks. I'm like 2-5.
See though, like you see how life is. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Right now, sky high, and I don't feel like I'm ever coming down.
Yeah, this is like 2 weeks ago. Remember 2 weeks ago when he was so happy?
Could be the shrooms.
See, I'm like even Steven. I used to have one friend who was up and one friend who was down. Now I have one friend who's down and one friend who's up.
Yo, shit is working
out. It all evens out for me.
Always, son. You like
Chris
the
is all, right. So Chris is like Jerry Seinfeld. You're like Lamar Odom, and I don't know. I don't know what I am.
I'm tap black and Irish out.
Okay, right,
I was
going to
say Costanza a little bit, son. But.
All right, no doubt. I'll take that. I'll take Costanza. Maybe ain't no wrong with that.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I dance like Elaine. So
yeah, you can't dance for shit.
You know what, Johnny? I'm not the one all fucking shermed out all the time. That's you.
I ain't shermed out no more. The money hits, son.
Wait, but no.
Motherfucker.
Sherm is not cheap.
Oh, it is not, son.
2 weeks
that
ago.
That is a lifestyle.
Yeah. That is an expensive narcotic.
It's a Legion of Boom lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, sir, but I've changed it up. It's now shrooms. I got a little bit more.
This is weird.
Get
Chris,
my connects up.
3 weeks ago, you revealed that you were just eating mushrooms constantly.
Yeah,
you were constantly
doing this
morning.
Yes.
I was microdosing. It's different.
Out.
Okay.
That was an experiment. Johnny's just a junkie. He's the one with the problem.
Not a junkie.
You mean
I was experimenting. I'm white.
I'm experimenting myself.
L.O., what's up, L.O.? Fucking Lamar Odom over there. Jesus H. Christ, dude. You seriously are. You're gonna. I'm worried now.
Because you're eating all these hallucinogens.
You're acting very differently.
Doing shrooms with a professional.
Two weeks ago, you were talking about just smoking dust and banging prostitutes. Now you just eat mushrooms and have sex with civilians.
Regular civilians, maybe the civilian. I don't know yet.
Whoa, feeling kind of good. What's
son?
This guy talking about?
Feeling good.
What's about guy talking about?
Remember that time that Johnny, Johnny goes through these waves of being really doing way too many drugs? Remember that time he called us and said he got married?
Yeah, that was a pretty bad time.
Fuck, I remember that.
That was a rough one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that really annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah. Why are you smacking your lips like
that? Why don't you just stop paying your phone bill so when you do get high again, you won't call me?
I didn't call you that time, though.
Yes, you did. Well, that time, yes.
You texted.
But that shit I saved because I had to pinger you and you responded. Which was odd, but thank you.
You're welcome, Johnny. Fucking weirdo, bro.
He's accountable, son. I'll say that about the P. Hicks, man.
Yeah, it's me, dude.
He'll get that one lock in that'll fucking pay your bills and get you shroomed the fuck up and get you laid by a professional woman.
I knew the Cardinals were going to come in. Now, I also thought the Giants were going to come in, and that was a giant mistake. Yeah, get it?
You couldn't fucking plan it. That game
you were the one
tight,
who said
son.
It was definitely a lock.
I thought so. I thought so, though.
That's it. I'm not going to let you fucking influence my brain one more time.
Damn,
kiss
son.
My ass.
You know what we are? We like De Niro and Pesci in Casino. We always do this, me and you.
My De Niro or Pesci?
De Niro.
Nice. I'll take that.
I'll fucking die in a ditch because you my boy, but damn, son.
Good. I live a nice old Jewish life.
Wait, De Niro in Casino or De Niro in Goodfellas?
Casino. Oh. Definitely Casino.
So you're a flamboyant Jew?
Yeah, I'm a flamboyant Jew.
Nice.
I buy my chick a lot of fucking furs.
Should tie your kid up. It's always fun.
Gosh, she was fun. She was great in that. Her and James Woods.
BJ Chris could be fucking James Woods. He's that kind
of
dude. So.
Nice. I always wanted to be a real piece of shit.
Do you feel me? I'm inside of you. On her wedding day, no less. Shout out to James Woods.
Hey, she called him.
Yeah.
When their cell phone's around there, it's like hitting her up. She called him. All right. She wanted to talk to James Woods. Don't do this. Do you ever see that?
I know you don't watch. Do you ever see there's like one clip of him on Entourage where he's just got like, supposedly he just like takes these like young starlets and tells them he's going to make them stars.
Yeah, bangs
them for like 2 months.
If you see him.
He's basically the character from Casino.
Oh, he gets all the young pussy in the world. Like, he gets a ridiculous amount of like really young girls that he bangs out. And I know once like he was dating one young girl for all like literally 23 or 24 years old, and he's in, you know, in the 60s at this point.
Good for him.
And he broke up with her at his like brother's funeral or something because she was like being a bitch or something to that effect. Like, he's great. Like, James Woods is the man. I fucking love him.
Like,
as an actor,
shit
he's great.
About fucking breaking up with people. Like, why do you have to put up with people's shit? And just because it's a moment, you can't just break up. You got to wait to be an adult like in private. Fuck that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Saying yeah, your brother's funeral. Why are you giving a man shit for?
I don't know. She's a young girl. She's with James Woods. I'm sure that wasn't
James
Woods
was giving her like 16-inch dick or whatever he got packing because apparently he's hung like a motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, they always say James Woods is hung.
Yeah, you like to talk about big celebrity dick, Johnny?
Yo, hey, whatever, son. Fucking ain't creep. The first big dick we've talked about in this show.
Oh, man. Chris, how was your week off, bro? Where were you at?
Yeah, you mad tan, bro?
I went to Comic-Con.
You got a suntan on?
Place where you're least likely to get a tan.
Yeah, you look good, though, bro.
How was it? How was Comic-Con?
It was pretty fun.
What'd you see?
I took a picture with Mick Foley.
Nice.
I went to the Titmouse panel. That's the company that makes Venture Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I went to the Image Comics panel.
All right. Image Comics still exists.
Image Comics makes The Walking Dead.
Have you
heard of that?
Wow. Really?
Yes.
Because I remember Image Comics, like, I guess what, the early 90s, like, it really blew the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there was always just Marvel and DC, and I guess Dark Horse to an extent. But then, like, Image came out of nowhere.
Dark Horse still exists also.
Yeah. And then Image, like, came out of nowhere to, like, become a giant company. And then I thought they, like, fell off by, like, the 2000s.
They did fall off a bit. There was Jim Lee, Todd McFarlane. Uh-huh. I can't think of everybody. But
Spawn. They did Spawn.
Spawn, the Max. Sam Keith did the Max. I think that was, like, the third book they put out. The first copy of the Max sold a million copies or something, which is insane.
It's crazy. How much, like, now, like, the comics sell, like, what, 70,000 copies or something?
Batman sells, like, 100,000. You know what I mean? Like, the top books of the month are usually, like...
But Spawn sold a million?
No, the Max, which was... I don't know how much the first issue of Spawn sold. But also, like, probably close to a million.
God, that's crazy.
Like, why do you think it dropped off?
They were the top talent at Marvel and DC, and they were just like, yo, these page rates are. That's why they left. They were getting paid page rates. Like, Jim Lee created Deadpool for the New Mutants. He sees no money from the Deadpool monies.
No residual.
Good move by Marvel. Good move. Marvel, you get to make all the money. Jim Lee.
But that's the whole thing. Well, I mean, Deadpool's really just. Jim Lee's a hack. Deadpool's just a ripoff of Deathstroke from Marvel.
Wow, son.
From DC.
Oof.
Calling out Jim Lee.
I'm calling out Jim Lee.
I like that shit.
Did you call him
out at the Image Comics panel?
I hit him with a bat. What are you talking about? I'm Mark Wahlberg. I attack Asians with bats.
Oh, Jesus. Chris, stop it. You're making us look bad. The Asians are going to get really pissed at us.
Did you say anything like fucking that grabbed your attention, like movie-wise and shit?
I really didn't go to any movie panels. I just went to like comic book panels.
You're an actual comic book fan.
That's a good thing.
I didn't go out there to take Instagram photos or anything.
Yeah, I respect that. I didn't post nothing.
So. Now, I know the San Diego...
Yeah, I didn't even post the picture I took with Mick Foley, which I probably will post.
You should. We'll post on Instagram.
All right.
Now, the San Diego Comic-Con is, like, known and has, like, a ridiculous amount of cosplay. Did the New York Comic-Con have a lot of cosplay?
Yeah, I went on Thursday and Sunday last week, and Thursday wasn't so bad. That seemed like more people who were there to check out comics and stuff, but Sunday is just... Yeah, whatever. Sunday was just, like, that's when the Hulkbuster Iron Man dude was there.
Yo, yeah, I seen that
Wait,
shit.
Wait, there
that
was a
was
dude
huge.
In the Hulkbusters?
I saw a YouTube video about how they made it. It said it took them, like, 1,600 hours or some shit.
Damn, son.
Weirdo.
Yeah, but now he's got that dope ass Hulkbuster suit.
Well,
how
can't
often
really
is
do
he gonna get to wear it?
That,
and how's he gonna
I'm sure
ship
he
it?
Fucks in it?
No way.
Is that big,
dude? It's dope. Let me see.
No, that shit is nice, son. It was like a life size kind of shit. Dude.
Damn.
It was all automated and shit.
Good for that weirdo. Good for that stupid loner weirdo that now has a bunch of YouTube hits. You know, that's what I hope for us one day.
With a bunch of YouTubers, I don't want to go viral, B.
No,
I want that other viral, B.
What, you want to get an STD?
Yeah, son, that's what's in right now.
Why are you saying that? No, STDs have never been in, as you describe it.
What are you talking about? It's a rite of passage.
Oh, yeah, son.
Yeah, no, I've fucking got chlamydia once.
Skankiest of the skank, dog.
Here's a picture of that Hulkbuster.
Yeah, that shit is legit, B.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
That guy's still a tool, though. So overall, how was your experience? Like, who was the most famous person there?
Mick Foley?
I mean, that I saw Mick Foley.
Nice.
Well, Mick Foley's man famous.
And the Hockey Talk man was there, too.
I don't know. He's kind of...
I saw Big Kev.
All right. Nice.
Oh,
Big Kev.
Hey, shout out to Geek Stuff. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Nice. How's Big Kev doing?
All right. He has a booth there. He was just doing podcasts from the Comic-Con. It's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, bro.
Did he recognize you?
No. Why would he recognize me? This is a radio show.
Fuck Big Kev then, man. He knows you, son. You gave him that donut that time. He was like, there's no more jelly. He's like, there's a jelly donut right there.
I don't think that happened.
He got mad happy, bro.
I think you're making up scenarios.
No. I remember when I know Big Kev likes jelly donuts. He can't front on that shit.
Patreon.com/High Society Radio to donate to the show. There's new Patreon patrons, Chris.
There are new Patreon.
Nice.
What's
For
up,
the first
Patreon?
Time in a while, and it was to get your locks that time that we made them exclusive to Patreon. Because I wasn't here last week, so I didn't tell you it had gone up since then.
We did. We got very drunk that evening.
Yep.
And cut about an hour.
Yeah.
It
was good.
That was rough.
Nobody
was it a good hour?
So
I don't remember
I
much of what
I
said.
I think so. We talked about South Park. That never happens. We drank most of a bottle of whiskey.
It was podcast and chill night, apparently. I don't know.
Would have been a lemon party if you just came through.
Oh, why don't you ever come and hang out, dude, so we can fucking have a lemon party for finally.
Yeah, you tell me shit till the day after. I was like, oh, hey, that's nice.
I'm sorry. Our phones work. So if
that
I try to call.
That was the week before my shit died.
If
so
I try to call him, it just goes to the goddamn, sorry, this user is no longer accepting calls. I'm like, I guess this asshole doesn't fucking pay his bill ever. All right, so who's the new Patreon patron, bro?
All right, so Aaron A.
Bowling!
Stefan.
Nice.
Marissa.
Bowling!
Raj Paul S.
Bowling!
Have I said that right? Let me see here. And John K.
Bowling!
Damn, we got a posse of people for those picks.
We got like two women on there.
That's weird. Why the fuck is a woman listening to this show?
Is Raj Paul a girl's name?
Probably, yeah. I think so.
I'm going with Marissa. Marissa's kind of a girl.
That's one.
I rocks with it. I'm going to assume one of those other five folks will.
Oh, and wait, there's one more that I missed.
No!
Man, this is another hard name. Nitin B.
Bowling!
N-I-T-I-N.
Nitin B, yeah. It's like Cuban B. If I ever start a fucking production company, it'll definitely be Cuban B Productions.
I'll be stabbed by Guillermo Diaz.
Yes, Cuban B.
Cuban B.
God damn. Sometimes I just think about that and I laugh, and I laugh to myself, and I'm by myself in a dark room, and I'm like, boy, when they said yes, Cuban B, that sure was funny and weird. See, I'm describing to you guys.
You got some fucking
process.
Dreams, dude.
No, dude, you have dreams. You have dreams of finding a fucking cell phone signal that works.
My shit is working fine now.
Sure,
like,
it is.
It is.
No, it's not. Don't lie to me.
I got your Cardinals pick to thank for that.
Well, I'm glad you're making. I want people to make money off these picks.
Well, for the one at least.
Well, I want them to make money off all of them, dude. I know you want to fucking mock me out, make me look like a bitch.
No,
but
not
it's not working.
Son, you got fucking.
Don't call me your. I'm not your son, dude. Okay.
Son, you got my phone working. You got some fucking shrooms in my pocket. Life is good right now, son.
Shouldn't be eating shrooms all the time.
I'm not eating shrooms all the time. It's a weekend
like
thing, son. I'm on my Ted Williams. Just the weekends, dog.
It's not the weekend while we're recording.
I'm not on it right now. You guys are supermodel because I'm happy. And you guys suck for that.
You also look really high and are acting high.
Not at all.
Your eyes are mad slim.
What?
They are.
You mad tan. What the fuck does that got to do with anything?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of handball in the daytime.
It's not even really October weather for you to be doing that. But.
All right, you know what? Do you assholes want to hear my picks? I know
yeah.
I know Chris does.
Take your shirt off.
I'm excited.
I know you're fucking excited, dude. That's right. Okay, pick number
clues?
One. No, pick number
clues?
One. You know what? For 3 weeks in a row. Take the Arizona Cardinals minus 3.5 against the Steelers on the road.
You loving that defense?
I'm loving that Ben Roethlisberger ain't playing. That's what I'm loving.
Yeah.
Big Ben. I mean, Michael Vick, I love him. I think we all love Michael Vick.
No, I don't.
Okay.
He's done some horrible shit, and I will never forget
him. Well,
then
I love Michael Vick. I love him, but he
still have a Ron Mexico shirt at my house.
Thank you. He threw about five passes last week.
He threw a dog over a fucking tree branch,
that's
too.
Right. So take the Cardinals minus 3.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cardinals on the road against them. Now, next pick. Let me see. I have them all written down. I have a bunch of formulas that I use to figure this stuff out.
I don't know
out.
Why you got algorithms for this.
You're an algorithm. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Minnesota Vikings. Take the Vikings minus 4 against the Chiefs.
All right.
Look, their entire offense got they broke their ACL
they died.
Last week. Okay,
they done died.
I feel really bad for you, Jamal Charles. You're great.
And right before Columbus Day, it was kind of funny if you think.
And
about
the Vikings defense is fucking for real.
Hell yeah.
So you got to take the Vikings minus 4
mm-hmm.
at home, and the Vikings at home. So I think everything's looking good there, right, Johnny?
Yeah, sounds good.
You feeling good about these picks, bro?
I'm feeling itchy right now, son.
What do you mean? Like you have crabs?
No. I want to make that money, dog.
You want to make some cash?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make some money with daddy? Is that it?
I want to fucking up my doses.
I want you to not refer to yourself to daddy.
I will never do that again. All right, and finally, Sunday Night Football. New England Patriots at the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh.
Give me them Pats minus 10. It's going to be a fucking
beatdown.
Minus
10? Really? That's
the line? Give me the Pats on the road at minus 10.
Damn, son. Ain't Luck coming back for that? I don't know about no minus 10.
Luck's coming back for it, and Luck is all fucked up. And he's and this is the rematch of the Flake Gate. You know how pissed Brady's going to be?
Yeah,
no fucking
true, too.
Not even
but
pissed,
I don't
but
know
focused.
About minus 10. Damn, that's.
Give me that. Give it
mad
to me.
Disrespectful.
Lay those
right
points.
Here.
Lay them up. You know why? Because the fucking Colts ain't doing shit.
All right.
You like that? And the Pats defense is actually surprisingly good this season.
I like the three picks. I don't know about the last line on that one, but all right,
take the goddamn Patriots on the road against the Colts at -10. Ooh. Take the Vikings -4 at home. And then finally take the Cardinals on the road -3.5.
Okay. You want to do a Sunday night party?
Okay.
Want to do a Sunday night party,
what?
Son?
What?
Wait, Sunday night party?
Kind of gay. What does that mean?
Get some wings, maybe some beer. You can Yelp it up, right?
Weren't we supposed to do a Hackers?
Oh, yeah, we were supposed
screening.
To do that.
Oh, this Saturday?
I mean, Stanley did declare on this show that we were going to do it. No, it was supposed to be last Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, shit, son. So you kind of missed the deadline. I don't know.
No, we're still going to do it. No problem. All
right. Yeah. Whenever you want, bro.
Okay, dude. I'm not your bro.
Bruh?
But what are you trying to say? My Yelp account? What's wrong with my Yelp account? I haven't Yelped in years.
I don't know, son. You took a lot of pride in taking that fucking restaurant down.
Oh, a Crave Shack?
Oh, I believe it
was Crave Shack was my Yelp
review. South Park addressed your ass hard,
Jesus
bitch.
Christ. Did you see South Park?
I did.
Was that not? I mean, it was an okay episode, but by the end with
what?
That fucking song.
That shit was fantastic.
I almost shit myself with happiness.
Pretty funny, yeah.
And the best shit about it was the basicness of the lyrics and shit. It was basically like kindergarten jokes other than the word cum. And it still fucking worked.
Yeah.
That of course shit was it worked. Fantastic. These guys are legitimate songwriters. Trey's
oh, no, yeah, they're
songwriter.
Fucking great, son.
He's got that EGOT, son.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
They got a Tony for...
No, they don't have a Grammy, do
no.
they?
Yeah.
Oh,
didn't he get,
shit,
they
yeah.
got it for the soundtrack
oh,
to the
shit.
Movie.
Do they have an EGOT?
Yeah.
I think
he's
Trey
right.
does.
I'm going to look this shit up
I
right now.
We got, I know they got the Oscar for fucking the movie, the South Park movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for this song.
Fuck Canada.
And then they got a Grammy for that.
They didn't win. They
no,
win
they
the
got
Oscar.
It, dude.
They
it
won for the song. They didn't win Best Animated Picture. They
yeah,
won
yeah.
the song won Best Song or something.
Damn, Stan, you just fucking hating. That Yelp episode really got in your ass, huh, Playboy?
I'm going to look up right now, see if fucking... Yeah, Trey Parker doesn't have an EGOT, dude. You're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I'm looking up the Wikipedia right now.
You can
the last
you
person to get to qualify for an EGOT is someone named Robert Lopez.
Oh, that dude is hysterical.
Affirmative action.
Good for him.
Yeah, you guys are wrong, and I'm right.
I don't think so.
I'm going to look up...
Oh, so at Comic-Con, this dude had bootlegs
yeah.
of fucking plays. He had a bootleg of Book of Mormon, a cam
How?
Copy. He had a cam copy of Book
oh,
of Mormon.
Able to fucking do that?
And a cam copy of Spamalot. I was like, yo, you are the fucking
Did you
man,
interview
dude.
Him?
No,
I That's should've. A guy you got to fucking get.
I should have. I didn't have a mic with me. I just went to...
Did you get, like, contact info or something? Is it on Facebook?
No, I didn't get the bootleg guy's contact.
Dude,
info.
That's awesome, though. Like, yo, if you can bootleg anything, might as well be that, right?
Was it the guy from Seinfeld? The fuck that dude, the bootleg guy. It seems like he's
was
the
it,
only one to be able to pull it off.
Was it Costanza, son? Was he with a hot fucking blonde bitch or something? He's a bootlegger. You know?
I'm a bootlegger, baby. Shit, man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. That's very entrepreneurial. I would have never thought you could make you could really make money off of that.
Yeah, I mean that's something that. Nobody really needs to buy a bootleg.
It's cell phone quality bootlegging, though, right? Like,
yeah. Oh, I didn't look at it. I didn't even buy one of those. I seen Book of Mormon.
You know, Book of Mormon is still like $500 a ticket.
Yeah, you can't get tickets for that.
It makes
shit.
Sense.
Like,
I mean, there's 12 million tourists a year in the city, right?
I want to go to that shit. That shit looks fantastic.
You fucking missed the boat.
You're the only one in this room that hasn't seen it.
You're gonna fucking see the movie they make of it before it ever gets off fucking Broadway.
It counts for something.
Nah, dude, it doesn't. It doesn't count for shit. You just look like a bitch.
Be fine with that fuckboy haircut.
That's a compliment to me at this point.
Is
right,
it?
Fam?
But Katy Perry said she doesn't like fuckboys.
That's
we
what I'm saying.
What happened?
Katy Perry.
Sick burn, bitch.
Oh, Katy Perry's got big tits.
Hell yeah, son. Big tits over fuckboy.
That is
haircut.
How you feel about
Katy
Perry. That's the only thought I've ever had about Katy Perry other than this song sucks. Oh, shit. She has big tits.
Did you once tell me you assumed her vagina didn't smell good?
I don't think so. I don't think that was
she
me.
She wears skirts. Them shit's got to. Them lips got to breathe a little bit, right? Like,
I don't know.
It got
Where did
to.
She, so what exactly did she literally say? I don't like fuckboys. What did she
yeah,
say?
She likes a little hair on her shit.
Yeah, she likes a she likes a trimmed.
Oh, like
patch.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, a fucking. Wait. For dudes or women?
For dudes.
Dudes, man.
Oh, so you're saying Katy Perry likes.
She doesn't like it completely waxed because that's the fuckboy look, according to her. I don't.
Oh,
know.
Oh, and she said fuckboy.
Yeah.
All right. See, I didn't know if you're being just fucking.
No.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. So now you'll never get to mash your face in those huge tits.
That sucks.
You'll grow that out, big boy.
You were so close.
I know. It was just happening. Because I know she listens to the show.
She does. She tweets me all the time.
Her tits listen to the show. She just puts fucking headphones on one fucking titty and just listens. My left titty loves this show.
Right titty.
And that's
so
what
much.
I sound like. I'm Katy Perry. Look at my big tits. So I guess Russell Brand has a fucking just giant man fucking bush.
I get. You think it's weird that, like, all right, like, it's kind of expected for men to, like, shave their pubes now, but, like, bush is coming back?
Is it? I mean, okay, I guess.
At least in porn. Well, okay. I mean, I think porn sets the trend.
You're 100% right.
I think it's different, though. Like, they probably want you to shave your balls. You can leave, like, the top, like, a little bit of mushroom.
I always trim that, too.
I can't.
I need them to get down there.
Yeah, but I leave a little bit of hair on my balls. They're like, yo, you like rugs and shit? Like, lick that
shit.
What
the fuck, Jack?
Enjoy. Fuck, son. It's like, I'm not gonna shit. Is wintertime coming up, too? I want my balls to be fucking, like, cold and shit.
Your balls are gonna be cold either way.
Nah, son.
Ball hair is sparse.
Nah,
you have a fucking coat.
Yo,
I don't want to fucking.
I'll show you something
balls.
Later, son. You check my shit and tell me what you think.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm
you
just saying,
Chris, you check your shit.
Yeah,
you're fucking crazy. I prefer when you fucking your phone didn't work and you're fucking talking shit about your own mother. Like, that's the fucking person I want to talk to. Not this crazy gibberish spouting motherfucker.
So you
across
want me
from
just
me.
To be fucking miserable? I can do that.
Be next like week. Me. Be like me.
Well, on top, winning at football picks.
You're fucking busting my balls when you say that.
Yo,
you
you're not. I'm not.
My cock.
My phone works fine. I'm doing better drugs now. Who I got to thank for that?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
P. Hicks.
Better drugs.
Better drugs.
There's no
quality
such thing
shit.
As better drugs.
There is.
They're
ask
all
some
just drugs.
About that. I haven't done nothing to shut down my fucking system. So we good, son. Backpage hoes ain't calling the cops. Oh, there's some white shit running out his nose. Mm-mm.
Stop making fun of Lamar. It's a sad fucking story.
It's his fault, though. Like, come on, man. I'm tired of people doing that shit.
Oh,
why you feel bad? That, and then, like, he wanted to die, son, so don't feel bad for
did
him.
Did he want to die? Did he write
did.
A note?
He really did. You don't write a
fucking
note.
Note. He was just
suicide
sad.
Suicide tweet, maybe?
He was sad because he dated a goddamn Kardashian.
3 days.
Why would
three
that make
days.
Us sad?
Apparently, like, he talked to Khloe or whatever, like, right before his like, real meltdown started.
Yeah.
And, like,
they probably hit him with that ex shit.
They had a fucking fight over, like, this is all hearsay, by the way. It's, like, from TMZ or something. And they said that, he had, like, a fight with her over, like, a recent episode of the fucking show. And then after he fought, he kicked the whores out and just chilled in his room by himself getting fucked up, and they found him, passed the fuck out.
That's what the whores
so your
said.
First mistake is you kick the whores out.
Yeah.
What are
you gotta, doing?
They're going to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all trained in CPR, I'm sure.
To be fair, though, that fucks up dentists, too, because they're not really supposed to have drugs in the prep, so he kind of dry snitched on that. Why couldn't they just roll his body out into the desert?
Wait. You said he dry snitched by fucking ODing?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you're not supposed to have fucking drugs on the premises.
Man.
Respect the man's business.
Well, I think you're just not supposed to sell drugs. You can't control
well,
what people
said,
do in their own
I
rooms.
Never said, whoa. I never said that it has anything to do with drugs. That's some shit.
You
maybe
just
Lamar
did.
Maybe Lamar fucking.
Again,
did.
You're talking nonsense right now.
I'm
you're
just
fucking
saying.
You're going back on what you said 20 seconds ago.
No,
what
no,
the
I'm
fuck?
Not.
You're
no,
fucking
no.
high right now, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm not. I'm good.
You're definitely,
Johnny,
he's definitely
we're
fucking
worried
high.
About you.
Shut the fuck up. You're not. But
no,
I
can't follow.
Well,
your own
I'm not, but he might be.
But, maybe. But
disappointed in all of you. The fuck?
Your mom said that you so callously said to go fuck herself last
yeah,
night.
Come on,
might
man.
Be about you.
This is happening.
You actually have parents. You got to keep it together.
Yeah, that's
Donald Trump is fucking tweeting out PayPays.
Yes, yeah, so somebody got a nice T-shirt, right?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
She
only bought a PayPay T-shirt.
I bought a PayPay the Frog T-shirt.
Oh, you bought that?
I bought that shit.
Damn,
I forgot I even fucking
you
bought it.
You got it for free?
I thought somebody sent it to him as a gag, and he
no,
had to, like,
son,
go
no
through
one,
with
no
it.
No one likes me enough to send me a free fucking PayPay the Frog
don't
T-shirt.
Don't give me that shit.
No
everybody
one,
likes
no one likes me. No
half
one
your apartment,
likes
everything
me
in there is either free or stolen, dog.
Everyone hates me, don't they, Chris? Everyone
probably,
hates
yeah.
me. Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you.
I'm not a fan.
See, and we fucking do is we see each other at least once a week.
Yeah, podcast and chill and shit. Get brunch.
That's what we call it now. Podcast and chill. We cut a podcast, suck each other's dicks. Nothing from anybody. Back
not,
me up there.
You gonna just wait. Like tie off?
Well, guess
right
what?
Now.
Guess what?
What are you doing? You're rolling your sleeves
you
up.
Tie off right
about
now.
You about to put some elbow grease into this podcast?
I got this Pepe the Frog T-shirt. I think it looks good too. I sent you guys the picture, right? You like
yeah,
that shit?
Yeah, that was a weird shit to send me.
What? It's a weird
why?
Color on you.
Well,
it looked good on him.
I'm sorry. Fucking Pepe the Frog ain't black. Okay? He's
wow.
green.
Whoa.
Where did that come from, bro?
I'm just talking
whoa.
About color. That's
whoa,
all.
Whoa.
Hey.
Eesh.
Hey. Whoa.
Eesh.
Oh.
Maybe you really are Robert De Niro.
We're trying
shit.
To, trying to make money off this podcast, bro.
Trying to make money off those fucking drugs you keep pumping into your brain, bro.
Yeah, son.
No, I'm not.
Somebody's going to college.
What? That doesn't make any sense. Again,
oh,
just...
man.
All right, whatever. This is something related to what we've been talking about recently.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like
a Wojak shirt you got me?
No.
Jack's the man.
There was a YouTube thing that sold out Webster Hall. It was called Girls Night In.
Oh God, I read a.
You read about that on Gawker?
What? Yeah, I read a pro. A
huge
Gawker
crowd.
What the fuck?
Like
is
200 that? 200 little girls fucking showed up to this thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like 5 or 6, I think, YouTube celebrities. They were like, I think between them, they have like 14 million
subscribers. Oh, so it's like that shit we talked about the last time.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, like your same vein as a Tyler Oakley or a Smosh.
Damn, dude.
So these 5 girls, they put on a live show. And the person from Gawker, like, brought her, like, little sister there or something. And, she just talked about how it was just a clusterfuck, and that these are just 5 girls that are just talking to a goddamn camera for YouTube and edit it and then throw it up there, give like makeup tips or whatever. And it was I guess they were trying to do like a live sleepover party over the course of 2 hours. Jeez. They're like doing each other's makeups and like twerking and like all this weird shit.
Oh, just sounds like tasting each other's pussies.
I don't think they were going down on each other.
No,
I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, when do you think, like, all right, when do you think pervs start showing up to these events, right? Like,
they got to be outside
the venue. Pedophiles got to show up.
If I fucking knew what was going on, I would have gotten tickets for all of us. It was like 25 bucks a fucking shot.
And that's when pervs start going to those events.
I'm definitely going to be.
Just answered your question. Shit.
Like, the only adult male that should be there is probably the photographer for the fucking event.
I mean, the parents of the children that are there, maybe, but even that's a little creepy.
Yeah, you don't want to be the dad.
The Gawker person was talking to the mothers, and the mothers were like, "This, we don't understand this at all. We don't." I mean, I guess that's why.
Any worse than, I don't know, Saved by the Bell. You know what I mean?
That's dude, that wasn't a live thing,
watch.
Though.
Yeah,
did
I know.
It cost you money to fucking watch Saved? This shit cost you money and time.
Yeah, but I feel like if those guys would have done, like, they did a Ninja Turtles fucking stage show at Radio City.
Oh, the
where they
ice
played
shows?
Instruments.
Ice Capade?
No.
What do you
they
mean?
They did a Ninja Turtles rock concert at Radio City Music Hall
you
when we were younger.
I went 4 times.
I'm a Ninja Turtle fan.
Yeah, you went to that?
No,
I went 4
that.
Times, bro.
Yeah, you did.
I'm still there right now in my mind.
No way my mom would have ever, even if I wanted to go to that, my mom would have just been like, I'm not spending $50 on that. Are
you
fucking
what?
Insane?
Stanley, you know what I hear? We got to get the man a Patreon dream, son. You want to see that live?
I'm just going to get
we don't do it anymore. That happened when we were little kids.
I'm just going to get you a PayPay shirt, and then that's kind of like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
You think your bootlegging friend from Comic-Con might have a fucking video?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. You should have. You got the guy's number?
Track him
no,
down,
we just,
bro.
We just went over that. Now you're talking nonsense.
Sorry about that.
The fuck is wrong with this show? I was gone for 1 week.
You lost 1 week, Chris, and we're off the fucking rails. At least we have a bunch of new Patreon subscribers. And guess what? Fucking, oh wait, there's no new content. So I was about to just talk some more crazy shit. There's no new bonus content. We should cut some more bonus content soon, though.
We got that movie coming up, so. Right?
Yeah, like you'll show up. Like
I'll
show up
for
that.
I promise.
Right?
You just got to let me know on a weekend.
I'm
going to
let you know.
In.
An hour before we do it.
You a piece of shit. And it takes me long out there to get this. So you want to be like halfway?
It takes me long to get out to the fucking place. Oh, my dick hurts.
Who lives out in the sticks, man?
Oh, my dick
live in the
hurts.
Sticks?
Kind of sticks.
You live in the Bronx.
I'm like
nobody
right
goes to the Bronx.
Nobody goes
son.
To the Bronx.
It's like mad courts around my hood. I'm good. There's always action around there.
Sure there is.
There is. Maybe if you have visited every once in a while.
Why would I visit?
We can't do. No one goes to the Bronx.
You
guys just told you
the shit for that.
God, Johnny, you're fucking terrible tonight, bro.
Oh,
I got. Thank God Chris is back. Otherwise, this show would have been unfucking doable. We would not
it's
have
true.
Been able to do a show if it wasn't for Chris being here.
I kind of feel like I need to take a Thursday off.
Good, take them off. Take off your pants while you're at it.
All
right. Right? You like that? Oh man. High Society Radio at HS Radio Show. Remember, follow us on Twitter. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just follow us on Twitter, and then follow us on Instagram. Chris is going to post his picture with McFoley.
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, I'll probably just send it to you. You can post it.
All right, that sounds good. I'll just say fucking...
You never posted that fan art that we got.
Oh, shit. I got to post the fan art. My bad. I'm a screw up in every way. Fucking way imaginable. I just fuck up.
All the ways.
Literally every way I'm a fuck up in my life.
No, you got these picks going for you right now. You're still over 50% for the
that's
season.
What I'm
you're
saying,
right.
Son.
You know what? I am right. Everything's feeling a lot better now after you said that. I was actually.
I think you're just gonna let it all ride on the Super Bowl, and then you're gonna lose it all. That's what I think's gonna happen.
Think
I think
he's
gonna build you up
hard?
To
wow.
Like the universe is to build you up so it can really knock you down.
Damn,
why? Son. Why can't you just build me up and just leave me alone? Why?
Yeah.
Just let me.
Because you're you.
Oh,
son, if John Goodman could lose fucking weight, he can make it to the Super Bowl and win, son.
Okay, thank you.
Did that's John Goodman lose weight?
He did. It was all over the internet and shit. He lost
but you're
family.
Right. I don't think it's the universe. It's me pushing. Just like I got a little something good.
Well,
I'm gonna fucking try to get more good.
Nah, it's the universe.
Oh, no, it has to be partly me. I really am a fucking asshole.
So you're saying it's karma?
Yeah, that's
I thought karma affects you. Like, that means I would have had to do something bad in the past life then, right? So that's why I'm being punished now? This life.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know, man. Or are you talking about on Reddit? Like, I'm not getting enough upvotes.
Yeah, that ties it.
Fake internet points. God, I love them. Love getting those fake internet points. You know? It's pretty fucking cool. Did you watch the Democratic debates? I know you're all about fucking politics.
I, like, watched a little bit of it.
Who you like? Bernie Sanders? Is that your boy?
Bernie Sanders was kind of killing it at that debate. I'm not going to lie.
You know that no one could fucking takes that guy seriously, right? You know that.
He's doing pretty well in the polls.
He came
what
like
the fuck
a
do
a
polls
bitch,
even
though.
Really mean?
Not nothing. Thank I don't you. Think he's electable. And I think he'd get even less done than, you know, Barack Obama with the obstructionists in Congress.
Mm. Damn, you're fucking talking
that's
some crazy
some
shit right
big
now.
Big-ass words right there.
What?
Obstructionist?
That's not that big of a word.
It's a big word to a guy fucking tripping his face off right now.
Shut up.
That's the big word for him. Johnny, what else is on your mind besides fucking psilocybin?
Not much. I fucking went to Strip Club Tuesday. That was nice. Right? I was hitting y'all up. Nobody wanted to go.
You never hit me up to go. I've never said no to going to a strip club, ever.
Well, you don't
it's
come to
never
the Bronx
once fucking
nobody's
happened.
In the Bronx.
I could have gotten a ride.
You ain't shit, son. Yo, you want? Come out to the Bronx. We'll go to strip club.
There's a strip club 4 blocks from where we're standing.
Come on, man. I'm not paying those prices. It's like ridiculous.
Let's go to Sunset.
Gunset.
Gunset.
Say it correctly.
It's pretty cheap over there, too, son.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah, it's
I like me
and
a good cheap,
the strip club is right across the street from Costco. So you can go get some, like...
Fucking peanut butter pretzels and
exactly.
Shit? I'm fucking with it. I like that.
Get some boogers and cum.
Nah, I treat people right, son. That don't happen to me.
Treat anyone right. You're a
dick. Yo, I tip very well.
Yeah?
I'm generous.
Yeah?
I'm very good. Yeah. What do you think? Backpage is free? I pay those girls for this service.
I know Backpage isn't free.
Right?
Yes, I know.
So,
you
I'm not
tip
a monster.
The horse?
Purchasing whores.
Well, nah, I did
the tip of that dick, though, right? You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm not going with that joke at all. So. You know, you give them like a 5, like, yo, good look, Slim. Nice. Did you shit yourself?
Right? Yeah, it sounded like you might have shit came out.
All this shit came out. It's depressing.
Oh, man.
So, somebody's trying to market a menstrual cup that texts you about your flow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Texts
what?
The girl or like the girl's
the girl.
Boyfriend?
Oh. All right.
Because you said text you about
yeah.
Like,
wow, well, that would be smart.
That's
yo, this
how
bitch is
work,
bleeding
bro.
Too much.
Yeah.
Tell her to stay home.
Or just like traces of blood. Like, well.
I think menstrual cup movement is kind of weird in general.
No, I can see like if a bitch wants to be comfortable, right? That's all about keeping that pussy comfortable.
Is that what it is?
I would figure.
Over a tampon?
Yeah, tampons, you really use that for fucking like flesh wounds nowadays, right?
I don't
the
know.
The military that's... does that. They put like tampons when you get hit and shit.
You must have made that up.
No, check Vice. Vice had an article about that. There's like a dude patenting like a fucking
yeah,
wound
they'll,
tampon
they'll,
and shit.
They'll use that for
yeah, dude.
To absorb blood. If in
damn,
a
son, you got no imagination. Yo, you was hanging with Mick Foley. You never asked him, yo, you ever tamped, bro? Like bleeding out your mouth, just put one in there, fucking clog it up. That happens.
No, I never asked him.
You think Ric Flair might have done that? His career could have gone long.
How is
son?
Foley doing? Did he look good?
Yeah, he looked all right.
Good. McFoley's God. You know
Foley
that.
Foley is God.
Everybody knows that. But you know, I don't know. You don't think the menstrual cup thing is weird? The girls are starting to use these instead of fucking pads and shit?
I think it's better.
It's a cup full of fucking pussy blood.
Is it more like
they pull out 3 times a day and fucking
oh,
dump out?
Oh, they have yeah. to like change
they
the
put
cup?
It back in?
Yeah, it fills up. It doesn't
oh,
just stop bleeding.
Wait, wait, wait. They get multiple cups. Or they use the same cup.
They I think reuse? They use it. It's, you're supposed to wash it. It's for the earth.
Oh,
did no. you not know this?
No, I never
oh.
even knew this shit.
Yeah, I thought it was like
I'm
a,
trying to like, teach you guys about women and
gotta,
health class stuff.
You gotta describe. You gotta yeah. You gotta express.
I thought I assumed you guys knew what the menstrual cup was.
No, I don't know what this is.
I never heard of it. Why would
well,
I know about?
That's
shit
what
I
it
don't
is.
Use.
It's a plastic thing. Chicks shove it in their cunt. It fills with blood. They take it out. Drop that shit out.
Why can't
hopefully
they just,
give
like,
it a rinse.
Why can't
stick
they, like,
it back in?
Fucking IV it, though. Like, just put a little thing in there and just drain it out.
I don't know. Maybe you should design that. Clearly,
you know
clearly you're getting venture capital for this shit.
I'm all about them cunts comfortability,
Jesus
son.
Christ.
I'm with it.
Cuntability. That
there
could be
go.
The name of your company.
That's marketable.
You know, period blood kind of fucking grosses me out just a little bit.
Oh, you're the only person that feels that way.
But no,
bruh.
like
It's very coagulating.
No, like the one thing is like people, like, you've heard of people saying they tell someone a story and the person gagged, like it was such a terrible story. Yeah. The only time it ever happened to me in my life, I was talking to someone over the phone describing a fucking stage show they were watching.
Yeah.
Where a girl pissed into a cup on the stage, but there was like all, like, she was on her period, so it was like bloody, like bloody piss. Ooh. Like blood in the blood chunks also in the fucking
that
piss.
Copper color, right?
That's the only fucking time I've ever, like, oh god.
My buddy once walked out of a strip club with a streak of blood across his shirt.
So dope. So hot. You know what? I don't find it disgusting anymore. Now I like it.
Yeah, son. It's just the color of the blood is kind of fucks me up. But other than that, it's only blood, dog. Like, whatever.
Oh, it's kind of goopy is what I'm saying. It's not really flowing.
Yeah, like I know what you mean about the consistency, but it's just like the color. It's like that rusty brown.
I don't like when it gets stuck in my pubes and shit. It's all
nice.
Gross.
See, that shit is a barrier, son. You got to take care of your shit, B.
You got to be one of those fucking Katy Perry fuckboys.
Hell yeah. Non-fuckboys.
You got to pull that shit off.
Non-fuckboys. Her fat tits claim it, son.
Oh, my gosh.
John, are you still a men's rights activist?
Nah, I haven't been that in years, bro. What are you talking about?
Are you sure? I got this story for you.
What you got?
Apparently, according to some study, women can't handle high-stress jobs as well as men, and they're more likely to have a stroke. They're 33% more likely to have a stroke in a high-stress job.
I call bullshit on that.
You call bullshit on that? Why is
that? Hillary Clinton's running for president, right?
But she's not the president yet.
But she's going
to
be.
It's just says they're 30. It doesn't mean they're definitely going to have a stroke. It says they're 33% more likely to have a stroke.
KBG, thinking about it now, I worked in hospital. I didn't see too many broads that had fucking strokes. I thought it was like high percentage of men have it, I think, right?
Both my grandmothers had strokes. Neither of my grandfathers did.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. I think that's like an oddity. I always thought men had more strokes than women and shit.
My dad had a stroke and then checked himself out of the hospital.
Yo, dude, you
smart.
Just
you
gotta
do.
Like
then,
the
sir.
Next day, like the following morning, like it was at night, he got a stroke. Then I'm just gonna leave.
Damn, he was able to walk it
what
off.
What were they trying
fast?
To get him to do there?
I don't know. Not try to chill the fuck out because you just had a stroke, bro. I think that's what was on his chart. That was on his chart.
Like, if you ever notice too, like, they always freak out. You're gonna bite your tongue off and shit. That's a fucking actual thing. Like, you just bite down.
Yes, dude. We know. We're fucking familiar with the human body.
That's
okay?
Fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Apparently, until it comes to like period cups, because we got to get up on that shit, right? Fucking Chris.
Look, I mean, listen. You should know what's going on.
I don't. That was crazy.
Got to keep your ear to the streets.
Fuck, man.
Wish I had a bowl of Killer Crunch right now.
Mmm. Sounds good.
I thought there was just like a CD and a T-shirt in that box.
That's true.
You don't want no blueberry? They got that.
Killer Crunch, dude.
Oh, no, how good that would taste.
Cameron.
I know what that is.
I don't think you do. Otherwise, you'd have been like, yeah. There's actually a CD and a fucking shirt in it, like Chris said.
Good for him. He said it already. He's not a dick rider, bro. Is that what
smart.
You want to show?
Chris is
what, a
mad
dick rider,
smart.
Dog?
Why are you so smart?
I'm fucking genius, bro.
Chris, tell me why you're so smart. Why Johnny's so stupid and bad.
Yeah.
Good schooling.
We all have to get. I'll get you guys fucking PayPay shirts. Would you wear them if I got you guys PayPay shirts?
I couldn't.
Not the same one as mine. I'll get you like a different one.
Why can't we wear the same shirt though?
You should get Johnny a Chad shirt.
I don't give him no fucking. Chad
Johnny's
shirt.
A fucking Chad right now.
I'm a Chad motherfucker.
You're a Chad. You're
you
a fucking
pale
Chad
motherfucker.
Everyone I've ever seen a Chad, it was Bronx Johnny.
Oh, word? All right. Yeah. I remember that. I'll spit on your grave, fat boy.
Good. Spit on it, and I'll fucking grab your fucking dick and rip it off.
From your grave?
Yeah,
gonna
from
be
my
a long,
zombie grave.
That's going to be a long reach, playboy.
Fucking. See, that's some shit Chad would say. See, he just proved his own
what
fucking.
You mean a long reach? If he's coming up from the grave,
I'm
if he had to reach,
though.
The further he had to reach, the
how
shorter
the
your dick
not,
would be.
How are you not going to fucking hear a
thank
hand
you.
Coming out of grave?
Thank you, Chris.
That doesn't make sense.
You hear a hand coming out?
Yeah, motherfucker.
It's not
going to
roar
down.
At you. It's not a ghost. It's just a hand.
I would think you would, like, you'd have to break the casket, right? To get through the shit.
Not if you just do the 1-inch punch like you kill Bill, though.
Oh, thank that's you. A good point, thank son.
You.
I didn't even
how
think
how else
are
you getting out of that casket?
Oh, obviously I've been training for this. Oh, okay. Guys, get the cheapest fucking coffin you can for
I mean, that's what we were going to get. You think we're splurging on your funeral,
not
Stanley?
Much. That maybe a quarter of that Patreon money is going to the funeral.
Damn, son.
We'll buy your mic.
Thanks. Make sure it's a Bluetooth. I don't want to have to worry about cables in the afterlife. Sounds like it'd be a pain in the ass. I'm so happy about all these Patreon subscribers. They're pretty fucking great, you know?
It's nice to get them.
Supporting us.
You sound super enthusiastic.
Making us fucking feel better.
I feel good.
Johnny, you feel good no matter what happens, which makes me really worried. to think that's a chemical imbalance inside your fucking brain.
It's not an imbalance.
It's a temporary chemical imbalance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, bitch, it's all right, son. I like looking out the window at your hood, son. Some bad bitches out here.
It's dope, right?
That
was just a biggie fucking grunt.
Oh, yeah.
So, I got this story. Apparently, a third of vegetarians relapse and eat meat. Like, they, like, go back to eating meat when they get drunk.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you think?
I think most people who, well, you know, bad behavior, being drunk helps do things that you normally wouldn't do if you have discipline.
Hell yeah, son.
Yeah, I know that fucking works with you, Johnny. I get it. Right? Like a prostitute's in Sherm, Legion of Boom. I know.
All day.
I hope that's not happening all day. How the fuck do you keep a job down?
You don't want to know, dog.
I guess not.
But, I figure, all right, if you do that, if you're a vegan, what the fuck is, like, a junk food for you and shit?
Cheese.
Falafel.
You think that'll fill you up, though, like, if you crave and shit?
I don't know. I couldn't be a vegetarian. I'd go fucking
I can't,
insane.
Son. I think the most I could go
for. Oh, no, I love soy.
Ugh.
It's really good.
Oh, God.
Got you flavor however you want.
That's true.
It's like a sponge for delicious flavors.
I don't mind a firm tofu.
Oh, no.
There used to be this place in Sheepshead Bay that they would stuff tofu with shrimp and then deep fry it.
Uh-huh.
That shit was banging.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's make that right now. Let's go in your kitchen.
Fryer up the deep fryer.
Fine. Done. Tofu shrimp for everybody.
I do have a commercial deep fryer.
You kept that?
Oh, of course.
Oh, nice.
Let's make some blooming onions then.
Oh, yeah, son.
Start making that batter, dog.
Yeah, I would do that, but someone tells me you're not going to clean the deep fryer.
I mean, how long would it take to clean that thing?
No, 15 minutes.
Ugh,
15 minutes? What the fuck?
That's not happening.
What, because of the size?
No, it's not even that big. It's just a pain in the ass. You got to wait for it to cool down, you know?
I'll clean it hot. It's fine.
Yeah, right? Just fucking throw
just drink the oil.
This is a bad idea. Hurts. It hurts me. Oh, good. The onion's done. It's not as good as the Outback's. I guess it's okay. Let's finish eating it. Oh, man. This shit's getting wild, dude. It's been a wild one. That's my thing, you know? John, you like that? You like when I say dumb shit?
No, not at all, son. That's just you being you, bro. I can't judge you for that. Go for it.
All right, I'll take that as a compliment, I think. I don't trust anything this high motherfucker says, Chris. Like, for real.
I mean, that's just because you're a racist.
That too.
That doesn't help anything. But he's really acting weird tonight. What are you checking your phone? What's going on?
Nothing. I had a missed call.
Yeah? Who's calling you?
Nobody.
No, man, it's somebody nice.
We're here. That's everybody.
We're everybody you know, dude.
I said somebody nice, motherfucker. I know nice people sometimes.
No, you don't. You're lying.
That's bullshit. I know
you're
many
bullshit.
Nice people. Shout out to our Patreon subscribers who must have learned how to do that through lynda.com.
lynda.com/High Society Radio. Get your free 10-day trial in any program you want.
Bow.
And then they send us a check.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Yo,
I'm
going to
get my picks. Just let me get my picks again, dude.
Right.
New England Patriots, take them -10. Cardinals, take them -3.5. Take the
Vikings.
Thank you for helping me remember. Take the Vikings at -4. And I'm fairly positive you'll make money.
That shit sounds good, son.
Wait, no, you're right. They're locks. There's three stone cold
any
locks.
Picks you throw out got to be locks, bro. Ain't nobody want a what if, man.
I'm feeling what you're telling me right now.
Oh yeah, son. Have some confidence, dude. McConaughey, your shit.
You're right. There's not enough McConaughey in my life.
Fuck, man.
I keep watching that second season of True Detective, and I'm like, oh man.
I really thought that second season was strong. I haven't seen the first season yet, but I'm gonna just assume season two is better. Because that's what
you actually watched
says.
It. Actually
there's
watched
so
it.
Many people infuriated by that statement. That's right now.
Look, I had the best line of either season. Sometimes your worst self is your best self. I love that
you
shit.
Really do
yeah,
like
really?
That
are you
shit.
Really putting? Because this is Johnny's worst self. Is it his best self?
Oh shit, you're right.
Yo, you know what? That fucking cut deep. You fucking bronze guinea bastard.
What the
that
fuck?
That cut fucking deep.
But whatever, that's my favorite line. Crazy nonsense talk from fucking Vince. I was about to call him Vince Neil. Yeah. Vince Vaughn.
That's how crazy.
That's the actor, Vince Vaughn.
They
is
had
the
some crazy shit on those, that fucking like show though.
You haven't watched it. You don't even know what
No, about. Season two, motherfucker.
You watched season two?
Yes.
All right. I don't believe you, but...
Fuck you, man.
Look at it. Look how angry he is. Fucking music's playing. We're getting out of here right now. And Johnny's just...
Music's playing?
Off...
on my headphones.
The goddamn rails.
I've been hearing music the whole show, man.
I know you have, dude. I know you have. And it makes me sad. Because we really gotta get it together. Because next week's gonna be the fucking final episode of the show.
Ooh, is it? That's big news, bro.
Oh, no, I just meant something crazy.
Something epic.
Yeah.
Just ended on the fucking.
I just muttered it out. It's not true. We could keep doing the show.
Well, series finale?
No, not a series finale.
Is it just gonna fade out with the
Sopranos? Yeah, you technically could do a series finale where we record a bonus show and take a week off. Like cliffhanger that shit.
That would be a season finale.
It's only like one episode, really. So is it, you do that.
We just take 6 to 8 months off, like we used to do. Remember when we used to do like 2 podcasts a year?
That was a rough.
We used to get mad shit for that too. Deservedly so. We were bad boys back then.
Well, it was a little dark fucking period there for a little while.
Compared to this, right? That's some shit, right?
Jesus Christ, you're 100% correct.
Compared to this.
When's the good period gonna start?
My life is great. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you guys. You know what I did yesterday? I sat near the pond in Prospect Park and looked at the ducks.
Sound like a like real old bitch right now.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like someone's an old bitch. I'm finally Johnny said something.
I'm enjoying my golden years, motherfucker.
Golden years? What the fuck? This is where you retired from here until whenever you grow?
Yeah, I suppose. I'm retired from everything, though.
Wow.
Dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
I don't know. It doesn't sound too dumb to me. I wouldn't mind being retired, fucking chilling by the park, drinking beers. Or no, you said golden year. Sorry.
I mean, I could drink beers too. I mean, whatever
park,
really you want, you know? I'm retired.
You're getting fucking fined for that.
I was retired. All right.
Weird motherfucker.
We are fucking out of here. Go to High Society Radio, HS Radio Show on Twitter. Instagram.com/High Society Radio. Patreon.com/High Society Radio. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. Oh, one last thing. Vicus Smith, I believe, posted a video, the trailer to Metal Gear Solid 5, and they ended up buying it and playing it.
Oh, wow. Word?
It's pretty goddamn fun.
It's good?
Metal Gear Solid 5, a lot of people shit on it. I enjoyed it. But then again, I play one video game every 5 years.
Shout out to Smith.
Well, you were playing that Spider-Man game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the phone game?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Well, this one was actually on a computer. All right. Big ups. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris.
Say goodbye.